Lex Di Azevedo's rendition of Redeemer of Israel from his I Stand All Amazed album will provide underscore for this part of our story. In October 1831, William W. Phelps was instructed by a conference to purchase a printing press and begin printing a monthly paper in Independence, Missouri. In June 1832, The Evening and Morning Star, the first periodical of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, began publication. In the first issue of The Evening and Morning Star, William published his adaptation of a poem entitled, O Thou in Whose Presence My Soul Takes Delight, and which he called Redeemer of Israel. Joseph Swain, author of the poem that W.W. Phelps adapted, was born in Birmingham, England in 1861. His parents died when he was very young, and at an early age he was apprenticed to an engraver. He moved to London to finish his apprenticeship in the engraving house of his own brother. In London, he fell into the company of companions who valued entertainment above all. After a time, Joseph began to feel he was pursuing a wrong course. So he bought a Bible and began reading it regularly. This convinced him he needed to change the course of his life. In his diary of April 2nd, 1782, we read, I was followed for about 6 months or more with dreadful ideas of eternal torments, particularly in the night season, fearing lest by fire or sickness or some other means, I might be removed into the endless fire of hell. These things, however, were not effectual to cause me to leave my worldly acquaintances and sinful practices, for I still found that I loved my sins, and was not able to give them up, though I feared the punishment due to them. Eventually, he was introduced to new friends who appreciated the hymn texts he had begun to compose, and his life began to change. Here are two illuminating excerpts from his diary. August 25th, prayer meeting. Exceedingly harassed by the enemy of souls, having found his way into my heart by the door of pride, which very much distressed me till near the conclusion, when the Lord was pleased to hear my supplication and give me the victory in some measure and set my mind at gracious liberty for that evening. Not unto me, but to him be the praise. September, Monday, and the rest of the week had many mercies to be thankful for. Sometimes experienced the sweet manifestation of the Lord's presence, and sometimes the weakness and wickedness of my own heart. Yet I desire to be thankful. I hope grace still prevails, yea, and I trust, notwithstanding sin and a bad heart, I shall at last be more than conqueror through him that hath loved me and given himself for me. To him be glory forever and ever. Merrill Jensen's Sing a New Song, Raise Your Voice and Sing, O Israel, from his Beyond album, provides another treatment of the hymn Redeemer of Israel. Joseph Swain was baptized and at age 25 became a pastor of a church in Walworth, a vocation which he took completely to heart. Though his delicate health often frustrated his desires to work without ceasing for the benefit of his congregation. Joseph's health eventually failed, and he passed away at age 35, leaving a wife and four small children, who were supported partially by the posthumous publication of many of his poems and hymns. A week before his death in 1796, he said he had been lamenting that he could not read the Word of God because of his great weakness. But he recollected that he could read, as it were, without the book, and repeated from memory the 14th chapter of John and the 55th chapter of Isaiah with some other passages of the sacred scriptures. He then said, "Now I can give advice to afflicted persons when I visit them, to do the same." He added, "If persons were to accustom themselves to commit things to memory, it would be of great advantage, particularly to those who complain that their recollection is bad." The tune to which we sing, Redeemer of Israel, is known by several names, Dulcimer, Beloved, and Meditation, and is evidently an adaptation by Freeman Lewis of an older melody named Davis. Freeman was a surveyor who lived in Uniontown, Pennsylvania, between 1780 and 1859. No other hymn tunes are known to have been composed by him. If this is, indeed, his only hymn tune, what a great legacy he has nonetheless left for us. Octapella, on their worship album, sings this version of Redeemer of Israel.
Together, Israel. Children of Zion, good tidings for us.
From Variations on a Sacred Theme, we hear Concerto for Piano and Orchestra on a Theme by F. Lewis, Lex de Azevedo's tribute to this glorious melody. Imagine William Pitt's Nauvoo Brass Band and some departing missionaries singing Redeemer of Israel, and you'll have the right mental picture to appreciate this performance from Emma's Sacred Hymns.
Redeemer of Israel, our only delight, on whom for a blessing
the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square perform Redeemer of Israel from their album Call to Serve.